This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We're learning Masechta Chagiga, Daf, Tesvav Amar Aleph. We begin the bottom line on two lines on the bottom on Yadalid Amar Beis. So we learned that the story, the four people that entered the Pardes, which according to Tosfos means they said a shame, and it was as if they went into some type of meditative trance, some type of meditative state, and it appeared as if they were elevating themselves into the highest of the heavens, Rabbeinu Chananel says, into a place in the Aravos, where the Neshamas of the Tzadikim are, and the results in general were catastrophic. The Gemara says that Ben Azai gazed and he died. Ben Zoima gazed and he became mentally unstable. Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, he was kitzetz ben Atiras, meaning he went off the straight and the narrow, he went off the darach. And Rabbi Akiva emerged unscathed. Okay, and one of the questions when Rabbi Avram ben Hahar learns that they asked Ben Zoima whether you're allowed to neuter a dog, which I'm still bewildered why in Shamayim they would ask him that shaila. But be it as it may, we're on the bottom line. Yadanu veshalu es ben zoyma. They asked Ben Zoyma, besula sheibra mahu l'kayin gadol. Here's the following scenario. A besula, a virgin who became pregnant, can she marry a kayin gadol? Now, how's that possible? How could somebody remain a besula? How could their besulim be intact and they become pregnant? Isn't the process of bia breaking the besulim? So the Gemara says, Michai shinan l'deshmuel. Do we suspect for Shmuel? What does Shmuel mean? The Amar Shmuel. Shmuel made the following statement. Yachal ani livol kama bilois bloidam. I could have many acts of bia without causing any blood to come out. By the way, Shmuel was a doctor. So Shmuel was proficient in the biology, the physiology of the human body. And he would be able to position himself to have bia without breaking the besulim. So he could actually live with a woman, not break the besulim, and impregnate her. And now if that's the case, a woman who has bia with someone, even if her besulim are intact, is asur to a kohen gadol. Because not a din that a kohen gadol can't marry a woman who has broken besulim. A kohen gadol can't marry a woman who had relations. So if that's the case, either let's say she turns out to be pregnant, and could the kohen gadol marry her? Or let's say the kohen gadol married her and she turned out to be pregnant from another man, is she still asur to the kohen gadol? Aydilma, or maybe the Shmuel lo shchicha. Shmuel is not likely, it's not common. It's highly unlikely that a woman became pregnant through Shmuel's procedure of bia. And the question is, so then how in the world did she become pregnant? If her besulim are intact, how in the world did she become pregnant? So there's a concept called, she was nesaber ba'ambati, she became pregnant through a bathtub. A man bathed somewhere, and he was moitzi zera, and the zera was in the bathtub, and then the woman went bathed there, and somehow the zera got into her and impregnated her. So I don't know if the doctors over here will consent that that's a realistic possibility, you know, but there is such a possibility. Maybe it's very remote, but we mentioned a few weeks ago that Yirmiah had a son in that method called Ben Sira. So Yirmiah's son Ben Sira, Yirmiah's wife was Nesaber Bambati. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Amar oydilma d'shmol l'shchich." Maybe Shmuel is not common. Amar luhu. So now there's also an odd question. This is what they care about in Shemayim. What about a besula that's pregnant? Could she marry a kohen gadol? That's what they're worried in Shemayim. What are they worried about? Whether you're allowed to neuter a dog, and whether you're allowed a kohen gadol can marry a woman who's a besula and still pregnant. Okay. But says the Gemara, "Amar luhu ben zoyma said d'shmol l'shchiach." Shmuel is not common. Now, b'chlal, it's very strange. They asked Ben Zoima whether Shmuel is Shchiach. Shmuel lived 200 years after Ben Zoima. So it doesn't mean they literally asked him about Shmuel. It's just Shmuel is a code word for somebody who's able to do this procedure. It says the Gemara, Amar Luhu, the Shmuel lo Shchiach. Shmuel's act of bia is not common. The Chayshinan, Shema ba'ambati ibra. And we're worried, maybe they became pregnant in a bathtub.
Which is more common?
Which apparently is more common than Shmuel, right?
That's the.
And then it would come out, L'chayra, she's mutter to a kohen gadol.
Because she didn't have religion.
Which would mean, by the way, l'halacha, if a woman became pregnant through artificial insemination, she could technically be permitted to a kohen gadol. You hear this? It's interesting. It's, you know. She never had relations. Now the question is the father the father? You know, in other words, let's say a man goes into a bath and he emits zera and a woman becomes pregnant. Is the father the father? Or the same thing with artificial insemination. Is the father the father? How do we determine paternity? Is it who does the zera belong to, or does it have to be through a natural act of bia? Okay, that's for a different occasion. So the Gemara asked, but how could a woman become pregnant in a bathtub? V'amar Shmuel kol shichva zera sheino yoyra kecheitz eina mazras. Any semen which is not ejaculated like an arrow cannot impregnate a woman. Shmuel was a doctor, and Shmuel said that if the man does not have the capacity, in other words, if it just comes out, it does not have the capacity to impregnate a woman. So how could you say there's a possibility that the woman became pregnant in the bathtub, but obviously the zera did not go into her like an arrow? Says the Gemara, no. Shmuel never said it has to go into her like an arrow. Shmuel said it has to come out of him like an arrow. So it came out of him like an arrow into the bathtub, and then it got into her. Okay? Good. You're distracted. Fine. Tan Rabbanan. The rabbis taught. Maisa, Rabbi Shul ben Chananya. There's a story about Rabbi Shul ben Chananya. Shahaya Oymir al Gav Mala Baharbas. He was standing on top of a step on the Temple Mount. Viraouhu ben Zoima. And Ben Zoima saw him. Now, Rabbi Shul was an older colleague of Ben Zoima. And Ben Zoima did not greet Rabbi Shua. He did not say hello to him. But he didn't stand up for the older rabbi. Amar Loi. So Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was somewhat perturbed. You know, you don't give me the respect. Give me a shuffle. Give me something. Amar Loi. May ayin ula ayin Ben Zoima. You know, where are you coming from? Where are you going? You know, like basically, you know, hello, you know, space in, basically, you know, wake up, snap out of it. Where are you? You know, where are you? May ayin ula ayin ben zayma. From where and to where is ben zayma? Amar loy, I'm in a meditative state now. Tsoifa hayisi, I'm surveying. Bein mayim ha'olyoinim l'mayim ha'tachtoinim. The upper waters and the lower waters. And, you know, and that could do it to you. You know, you could be completely fartracht in the upper world, right? So says the Gemara. And by the way, you should know the ein bein zel zel shalish etzbais. The only difference, the only separation between the upper waters and the lower waters are 3 fingers' breadth. Shenemar, v'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei hamoyim, and the spirit of God hovers on the face of the water. So we see that God is right above the lower water. There's very little space in between the lower water and the upper water. How much space? Like a pigeon, like a dove, excuse me, that hovers over its youth. Now, when a dove hovers over its youth, it's only about 3 etzbois above its youth. So it's almost like it's touching its youth, but it's flapping, flapping, flapping with only 3 fingers between it and its youth. And it doesn't touch it. Amar lahen Rabbi Yeshua l'talmidav. So Rabbi Yeshua told his students, Adayin ben Zoima mibachutz. Ben Zoima, he's still mibachutz. You know, he's still on the outside. You know that expression. Yeah? He's still on the outside. The Rambam explains in Mar Nevuchim, you know, there are different ways of seeing God. Those who are outside of the palace don't have a true perception of God. So what we're saying is Ben Zoima still has like an outsider's view. He doesn't have a correct view. Why? Because this pasuk, Baruch Alekim Rachefes Amnei Amayim, was said before God separated the upper waters from the lower waters. But after God separated... Now, one thing I don't understand here is the Gemara says, Amar Lahen Rabbi Shua L'Tamidav, Adayin Ben Zoima Mibachutz. Ben Zoima is still on the outside. Michti, let's see. Baruch Elokim Rachefes Amnei Amayim, and the Spirit of God is hovering over the water. Amos Havi... When was this? B'yoy Marishan on the first day.
Havda. I wasn't thinking about Ben before.
But yeah, but I guess Ben Zoima.
I didn't know that Ben was thinking about afterwards.
I mean, maybe Ben Zoima was contemplating what it was.
Yeah.
Is this after Ben Zoima went crazy?
Well, Rabbi Shua thinks so, yeah. Yes, it was. So that's a good point. In other words, maybe Ben Zoima was contemplating day one. Taka, some of the Achroinim try to answer Ben Zoima. I'm not sure what they say, but maybe that's where they're going. Says Gemara, V'ruach Elokim Rachefes Amnei Amayim, Emas Havi B'yom Rishon, but Havdalah B'yom Shenihu. The separation is on the second day. D'Havi D'Chsiv, V'hi Mavdil, Bein Mayim L'Mayim. So one thing I'm not understanding here is the Gemara is about to say, and how much are they separated? They're even separated less than the three fingers. So what's the Gemara saying? That was before God separated. And after God separated, it's even less of a separation? How did that happen? Says Gemara Bekama, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Kimloi Nima, it's only a hair's breadth. Rabbanan Amri, Kiguda de Gama, like planks of a bridge. When you have planks of a bridge, the planks are actually even touching each other. There's no space in between. That's even less than a hair. The Gemara continues, Marzutra, Vitema Ravasi, Amar, Kitre Glimi, the Prisi Adali, like two garments spread on top of each other. So they're even overlapping each other. It's just that there's a loose space in between. You could get in between, but it's not tight, right? The two garments are not tight on top of each other, but you could get in between. The Amrilah, and some say Kitre Kasi, the Schifi Adali, like two cups that are stuck to each other. So, but I don't understand. Maybe someone can help me out here. What happened after God separated it? It became less connected. What's the meaning of that? Because I'm saying it became more connected. Isn't that odd? Isn't that odd that after God separated, it became more connected? Okay. So the Gemara continues. Acher kitzeitz benetiyos. Acher cut down the trees. Now, what does that mean? Since this is likened to an orchard. And the entrance in it, you're trying to understand. So if somebody is being corrupt, so the allegory is they're chopping down the trees of the orchard. Says Gemara.
It's after he came back from this vision?
Yeah. Basically, what Acher's experience there was, he was destroyed. Yeah.
He's probably expecting better questions.
Says Gemara. Yeah. The Gemara says like this. Marzutra, okay, Achar Kitzitz Benetiyos, Alav HaKosavoy Mer, about him the Pasuk says, Al Titein Espicha, do not allow your mouth, Lachti Espesarecha, to sin against your flesh. Maihi, what happened to Achar? Why did he go off? Chaza Metatroin, he saw the heavenly angel Metatroin. Metatroin, by the way, was mentioned in this week's parasha, Mishpatim. You know, Hine Anochi Shalach Malach Lefanecha, Rashi says, you write the passage, Al Tamer Boy, Kishmi Bekir Boy, Shakai is Gematria Metatroin. Rashi says this is Metatroin. Metatroin is God's right-hand man, so to speak. It's Yohava Le Rishusa. Metatron was given permission, lemesav, and to sit, lemichdav, zachvasa, to Israel, and write the merits of the Jewish people. Amar, he said, Gemira, I have a tradition, de lemala, loyhava, loyeshiva, loysachras. Acher said, I have a tradition, upstairs in heaven, there is no sitting, you're not to sit. V'loi sachros, there's no competition. V'loi oiref, there's no back of the head. V'loi ifoy, there's no wearying. So what's going on? If you're not to sit, so then how is this guy sitting? How is Metatron sitting? Must be he's a man unto himself. He's doing his own program. What's going on? Are there two gods up there? Is there dualism up there? Some of the Achronim say that, you know, this is similar to Zoroastrianism or some other Gnadism. I don't even know what that is, but some kind of dualism. Shemachas v'shalom. Now they point out. Acher didn't say Chas V'Shalom. The Gemara is saying Chas V'Shalom. But Acher said, maybe there are two Rishuyah saying. Now, they got upset at Metatron. Because Metatron, since he knew that Acher wouldn't understand what he's doing, he should have stood up and not sat. Now, Metatron is not really at fault, but so since he's... The Shemayim needed to do this to him, so as to, so to speak, make sure that nobody else makes this mistake. So, Afkuhu l'Metatron, they took him out. They took out Metatron. Umachyuhu, and they inflicted him, Shitin Pulsi Denura, with 60 blows of fire. Amarle, so he said to him, Mai taima, ki chazise, loy kamas mi kame. Why, when you saw him, did you not stand up? Why, when you saw him, didn't you stand up?
So he's at fault.
So he's at fault. Or at least they needed to make it look like he's at fault, and they punished him. Is Yehivale Rishusa, they gave him permission, Lemimchak Zachvasa to Ada Acher, to wipe out the merit of Acher. They gave him Rishus to wipe out Acher's merit. Yatsa sabas kova amra, heavenly voice cried out and said, Shuvu banim shayvavim, return wayward sons, chutz me'acher, except for acher. Acher, you can't do tshuva. Now everybody knows the biggest impediment to tshuva is if you think that you can't do it and the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want you. So acher heard God say, hey, acher, stay out. No, you're not interested in you. Amar acher said, well, if I can't have oilam haba, I might as well have oilam hazeh. Amar, ho v'itrid, since I've been chased out of oilam haba, hahu gaver mehayama, lepuk l'shani mehayama, I might as well get hanar from this world. Nafak acher letar basra. So acher went out to bad company. He went off the derech. Nafak, he went out. Ashkach zoina, he found a harlot. Tava, he requested her services. Amrolei, she said, what are you doing with me? I thought you're the gadol hador. You know, I just saw you. You're on the mayetzas the other day. By the siyam hashas, you're on the dais. What do you want from me? Amrolei, v'lav alisha ben avuyat. Aren't you that big rabbi? So Acher had a prove that he's somebody else. Akar pugla, he made sure he pulled a radish out of a robe of Shabbos. He was mechal of Shabbos. V'yahavla, and he gave it to her. Amra, she said, Acher hu. Oh, he's a different guy. That's hence the name, Acher. Now,
was he really not allowed to do tshuva? He wasn't capable?
So, the Mefarshim said what it meant, shuvu vanam shavavim chutz me'acher, is everybody else Hashem gives siyata d'shmaya. That once they take the first step, Hashem helps them along. Hashem was saying, Acher, you've abdicated my assistance to you. But of course, you're allowed to do tshuva. In fact, the Shlach HaKadosh writes, there's a Gemara in Pesachim, Kol ma she'amar lecha bala bayis asei, chutz mitzei, whatever the master of the house tells you to do, you should do it except if he tells you to get out of the house. Who's the bala bayis? God. And you listen to God, whatever God tells you to do, you listen, unless he tells you, I'm not interested in you're doing tshuva. He says, don't do tshuva, you don't have to listen to Hashem. Fine. So, now, who was Acher's main disciple? Reb Meir. Shoal Acher's Reb Meir. La'achar shiyatzo tar basra. Acher asked Reb Meir, after Acher went off the derech, Omar lei, ma'idichse, what does it mean in Koheles? Gam ezeh l'uma zeh aso alaykim. Also this, opposite this, God made. What does it mean, God? Now, these were all things that that were plaguing Acher, because the pashup shad in zel umaza asolakim is God made tzaddikim and rishaim. What Acher was getting at is maybe God designated me as a rasha. So says the Gemara. Shal Acher srameir lach shiyatzaza amaydech siv gam zel umaza asolakim. Amar loi. So Acher said. So Rameir said, kol ma shabara hakadosh baruch hu bara kenegdoi. Whatever God created, He created opposite it. Meaning something equal to it. Bara harim, bara gvois. He made mountains, he made hills. Bara yamim, bara nahars. He created seas and rivers. So Acher says, come on, that's not what your Rabbi Kiva said. Amar loy, Rabbi Kiva, rab chaloy amar kach. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi did not say this. Ela bara tzadikim, bara rishayim. He created the righteous, he created the wicked. Bara gan eden, bara gehenim. He created the Garden of Eden, he created the purgatory. Meaning, so Acher is saying, so I'm one of the Rishonim that God created. Well, you know, what do you want from me? Kol echa ve'echad yesh le'beis chalakim. Everybody has two shares. Right now, every Jew has a share designated for him in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden, and a share in Gehenim. Kol echa ve'echad yesh le'beis chalakim. Echad be'gan Eden, ve'echad be'gehenim. Zocha, tzadik, the tzadik is zoche, not al chalkoi, he takes his share, v'chelek chaveroi be'gan Eden, the chelek of his friend in the Garden of Eden. So the tzadik gets to take his share, and the other guy's share in the Garden of Eden. Neschayiv Rasha, if the Rasha is guilty, not al chelko, he takes his share. The chelik chaveru beGehenim, and the chelik of his friend in Gehenim.
So you get more Gehenim.
So you get more. Now you get your Gehenim. The pshat is like this: the tzaddik, he was righteous. He did many good deeds. Not only that, he elevated the other guy. Really, all the other guy's elevated deeds are because of the tzaddik. So the tzaddik gets his reward and the reward of this guy who did mitzvahs. Now that guy who did mitzvahs, he'll get reward in Olam Hazeh. But whatever he should be getting in Olam Haba, the tzaddik grabs it. And the Rasha, not only did he bring himself down, right? A Rasha did something wrong, he brought his friend down. So the friend will be punished in Olam Hazeh. But the Gehenim, the Rasha is going to get the other guy's Gehenim also. Amar Rav Masharshia.
What do you mean?
The guy, let's say like this. Let's say like this. You daven in a shul. You daven in a shul, right? You don't talk by davening. So not only are you going to be rewarded, but the guy next to you who's not going to talk because of you, he's also going to be rewarded. Now, he'll only be rewarded in this world. But you're going to get his schar in Olam Haba.
Oh, it doesn't mean like you're counter thing.
No, it doesn't mean you're counter thing. But a guy who talks, not only is he going to be in a very hot place, and when the oven goes on, it's not going to be on 450 for talking. It's going to be on self-clean mode. He's going to bring the guy next to him. He's also going, I'm going to get that guy's Gehenim. The guy who I talked to and made him talk, I'm going to get his Gehenim. He'll get punished in this world, but I'm going to take his Gehenim. Okay? Fine. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Masharshia, Maikra, Gabe Tzadikim, Ksiv, by the righteous. It says, Lachain, therefore, be'artzam in their land, meaning in Olam Haba, Mishna Yershu. They'll get double inheritance. Gabi Rishoim Ksiv, Mishna Shivaron Shivram. Double catastrophe will be their catastrophe. Shaal Acher Esra Meir, L'Acher Shiyatzal Tarbas Ra, Acher Esra Meir, after he went off the Derech. Maik Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk mean? Lo Ya'archena Zahavus Chuchis. Gold and glass do not equal to it. Utmurasa klipas and golden, fine golden kalim are not going to be in exchange for it. Amar Loi, Rameir said, you know what this means? Elu divrei Torah. This refers to words of Torah. Shekoshin leknoisan kekli zahav. They are difficult to acquire like gold. Uklipas and fine gold. V'noichin la'abdan kekli zechuchas. They're easy to lose like glass. Torah is very hard to acquire and easy to lose. It's hard to acquire like gold. It's easy to lose like glass. Amar loy Rabbi Akiva. Amar loy. So Acha said, Rabbi Akiva Rabcha, Rabbi Akiva your Rabbi. Loy Amar kach. He didn't say this. Elama kli zahav ukli zechuchas. But ma gold and glass. Afal pisha nishbru yeshlam takana. Rabbi Akiva said, gold and glass. If you break it, you could fix it. Gold you can melt and refurbish and reconstitute. Glass you can melt and create again. Af tamir chacham, so to a Torah sage, af apisha sarach, even though he went sour, yesh le takana. That's what Rabbi Akiva said, that a Torah is like glass and gold. Even if he becomes putrid and smelly, a tamir chacham could always come back. So Rameir said, great, acher amaloi, af atochazor b'cha, do tshuva. You're glass, you're gold, so you became a little rusty, so brush it off. Amaloi, kvar shamat mechar apagi, I already heard from behind the curtain. Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher. That anyone can do tshuva except for acher. Tana rabbanon. Maisa be'acher shayroichav al sus b'shabbos. Acher was driving a Mercedes on Shabbos. No, that's not what it says. He was driving a horse on Shabbos. A horse is worse. A Mercedes might only be drabbanon. You know, if electricity is only drabbanon, unless turning on the ignition is probably d'oraisa. But he was riding a horse.
Electric.
Truth is, riding a horse is only drabbanon.
Riding a horse?
Yeah.
Because you might hit...
You might break off a stick. V'hoi Rameir mahalach acharav lumoi Torah mipib. Rameir was still following him to learn Torah.
We see that Acher was still being melamed Torah.
Oh, Avada, you could learn Gemara and be a Rosh Marusha. Yeah, no stira. There's no stira between learning and being wicked and doing every Aver in the world. Like we had yesterday, right? Unless you have your Shemayim, in the yeshivas in Europe, people would learn Ketzayis Achoshen and smoke on Shabbos at the same time. It's not a stira. It's not enough to learn. You also have to have Yer Shemayim. You have to learn Musar. Amar loy, Meir chazor l'acharecha. So Acher told Meir, look, you know, I'm your rabbi. I'm not doing the right thing, but I don't want to hurt you. Turn, shekvar shiarti, b'ikve susi. I have an app on my horse that I already passed the tchum. Ad kan tchum Shabbos. Oh, Rameir said, you're telling me to return? You return. Amar lei afatocha zorbecha. You return. Amar lei v'lei kfar amarti lecha. I already told you. Kfar shamati me'achari ha'pargod. I heard from behind the curtain. Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher. Return, wayward sons, except for Acher. So Rameir didn't know what to do. Takve, he grabbed Acher. Ailei lebei midrash, and he threw him into the base medrash. Amarlei liinuka. So Acher, they used to have a custom that if they wanted to know what the future held, they would ask a child to recite the pasuk. Amarlei liinuka, they told the child, psoik li psukecha. cite your verse to me. Amar loy, so he said, Ein shalom amar Hashem l'rasham. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. Aile lebe knishta achrite. In other words, normally when someone comes into a Beis Medrash, you say, Shalom Aleichem. And what did this kid say? No peace. God is not greeting you. They went to another shul. Amar Lei Liyanuka, they told the kid, Psak li psukecha, tell me your pasuk. Amar Lei, the kid said, Kiyim techab si baneser, even if you wash yourself with detergent, with niter. The tarbilach boiris, and you use a lot of soap. Nichtam avoynech lefana, your sin is stained before me. Basically, you're doomed. I lay the bait knishtach, they went to another shul. Amar Lei Liyanuka, he told the kid, Psak li psukecha. Tell me your pasuk. Amar lei ve'at shadud, you plundered one. Matasi, what are you going to do? Kisil b'shishani, even if you're going to wear scarlet. Kisadi adi, even if you're going to darn an ornament of zav. Kisikri'i b'puch, even if you're going to paint your eyes with mascara. Einecha lashav tisyapi, you'll become beautiful for naught. You're ugly because of your sins. Basically, every pasuk, every kid, acher, turned to, the kid said, Acher, you're doomed. Aili lebe knishta achrite ad aili letlei sarbe knishta. He entered 13 shuls. Kulu paskule ki haigavna. They all told him these kinds of psukim. Lebasra, to the last one. Ki haigavna lebishusa, as an embarrassment. Lebasra amarle, to the last kid, Acher said, psuk li psukecha. Tell me your pasuk amarle. So the kid said, v'la rasha, Amar Elohim, Malachal Asaper Chukai. To the wicked man, God says, why do you speak my statutes? Now, that pasuk Vila Rasha, Hahu Yanuka, that kid who said the pasuk Vila Rasha, have a Megam Game Belishne. He was prone to mumble. So he didn't speak clearly. So the word Vila Rasha sounded like Vila Elisha, Amar Elohim. To Elisha, God said, Malachal Asaper Chukai. Ishtama Kamada Amarle, he heard as if he was saying, Vila Alisha Amarle Kim. Ika Damri, some say. So it sounded like God was telling Elisha that I don't want you to say my teaching. Ika Damri, some say, Sakina Havabahade, he had a knife with him, Vikare, and he dismembered the child, Vishadre, and he sent the child, Litle Sarbe Knishta, to 13 shuls, v'ika da'amri, and some say, what he said was, ihavoi biyadi, sakina, if I would have had a knife in my hand, hava karanale, I would have ripped him up. Marv Rabbeisai?
So
we're about to see what happened to him in the end. So tonight we're going to do Amud Beis, and also this Tosfos here about other versions of what caused Acher to go off. Okay, 9:15 tonight if you're around.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.